Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of Friday, May 21st, 2021, you are tuned into Tomorrow during our 26th year on the air, on radio, the original social media. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And no, the voice hasn't gotten any better, nor do I anticipate that it will until after the vocal cord surgery. Slated for June 3rd, that weekend of June 4th will be a new show, sounding much like this, but...
A new show that you'll want to tune into, that's all I can say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, right. Oh, for that reason. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You don't want to miss that show for sure. And then the week after, Be Prepared is going to be a best of with some new elements because I will be under a solid week and a day. Funny how they work that out. 8 days of complete silence.
So in a way, your staff is getting a week of vacation.
You know, that's not very nice. That is absolutely not very nice. Accurate. But not very nice. So far, everyone that I've mentioned this to has said, oh, that's impossible. You can't possibly be quiet for a week. I have to, though, or else I will not recover. So they're going to do what they're going to do. But the fact is, we are thrilled that you've tuned in. We want you to be tuned in for next week and the week after for sure. Well, all the weeks. Tune in all the time. But that's important. And, of course, we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 Studios, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA-permitted for kids ages 2 and up. Be sure to visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. And before we get to more of your calls, oh, and Chris is going to tell you there's so many cool, fun ways to participate now. He's going to share them with you so that you can do just that. For example, Debbie coming up used the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Little microphone, little Ask Dave, pronounce the K, and participate that way on any browser, on any device. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and in a similar way, you could use our free Into Tomorrow app. There's a message to studio button. Works the same way. You hold the button down, ask us a question, give us some a tip for another listener, give us some tech rage, whatever you want to say.
Give us some tech rage.
Yeah, just give it to us.
Oh, geez. It's true. We have our bleep button always standing by, so have no fear. It makes for good radio, too. Just share your rage with us involving anything tech.
Yes, or you can call or even text to our 800 number, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. We just ask that if you text, you give us your name, how you listen to the show, and where you're listening to the show from.
There you go. And we don't mean on the radio and from your bathroom or something.
Right.
Give us a city and how you listen. Is it on a radio station? Which one? Is it our podcasts? How? Which podcast platform do you use? Is it our stream 24/7? Whatever. That's just important so we know how you're participating. And then we send you some fabulous prizes for doing so.
Yes. So I think it was probably because of your vocal issues, but as you know, Aoife has made a very hard decision.
Bad news, ladies and gentlemen, this week from our good friends at IFA in Berlin. They've tried to make the impossible possible. But they say now that there are just too many uncertainties these days, it's become impossible, they say, to predict how the pandemic will affect the world come this September. There simply are so many known unknowns, as they put it. I don't think that's a German to English translation issue. It actually makes sense. Yeah. There are too many known unknowns, from the speed of various vaccination programs all around the world to the emergence of new variants of the virus also around the world, that nobody can plan ahead reliably and securely. And yet, IFA says that they are looking forward to 2022 when, after an extremely rare break, IFA Berlin is set to return in full strength with full confidence and full IFA power, and Into Tomorrow will be there.
Yeah, so there's only two things in history that have paused this show.
That's
true. A world war.
Yeah.
And a global pandemic.
Thank you, China.
Yeah.
So that's a good point, because there was a pause in the action of IFA that started back in 1926. So this show is the richest show in tech history. But that's true. A world war paused IFA, and now the pandemic pauses IFA. But 2022, I feel so bad for them, because they've worked so hard. Last year, they managed to do a partially in-person, I mean, from 180,000 attendees to only 6,000 or 7,000, because the Berlin government wouldn't allow any more than that in. But they did an incredible virtual show, and they said it's just not feasible to do even a virtual show this year. So instead, already planning for 2022, as we are as well. We've taken it off the broadcast calendar for 2021, but we'll be there next year in support of them and in support of our audience to bring you that show. And that gives everyone listening more time to plan, because unlike CES, that's closed to the public, IFA is open to the public. Yeah. And if you've never been, especially if you've never been to Berlin, such an awesome city, a great tourist opportunity as well, plan on that for September 2022 and join us. And a refreshing beverage, adult or otherwise, is on us in our broadcast center if you stop by.
And we'll still be bringing you our IFA history updates every week.
Oh, of course.
In the third hour of the show. And if you don't get that third hour, if you're the radio station you're listening to us on doesn't carry the third hour and you've never
Shame
heard it.
Shame on them.
I know. All you have to do is stop by intotomorrow.com. And there's links to our podcast where you can subscribe for free and listen to that third hour with that IFA history update.
That's true. A lot of history with IFA. So do stay tuned. We feel really bad for them under those circumstances. But again, they're making the right decision. We can't disagree with it as upset as we are about it. Unfortunately, we understand. We get it. So in other big news, tech news-wise this week,
Google had their big I.O. conference this week, held over 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And does that mean I.O.?
Yeah. It means it's Google. I owe them something.
I think it actually originally was input-output.
Yeah.
Yeah, I.O.
But they're another one. They were virtual only this year, and they claim that they're going to be back in person next year. We'll see. But that's usually held at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. We've done many remote broadcasts from there.
Oh, yeah. Very true. So we'll see. Maybe we'll even be at that one next year as well. Do you remember the good old days when we could travel?
Well, I remember the days. I wouldn't say they're good.
Man, and we did a lot of travel. I did especially. I went to several shows that you and the rest of the team didn't go to, because I would just do some reporter-style interviews. But we did everything we could to bring you the latest tech from literally around the world.
Yeah, I've told everybody I've loved the places we've been to, Tokyo and Dubai and Taiwan doing the show. It's just the travel part I didn't really care for.
Yeah. Well, me too.
I'm still waiting for that Star Trek transporter that can just get me there.
Oh, really? You want to be just beamed to these various places?
Yeah.
Which would be very cool, but I don't want to be the first one.
Yeah.
You know, because to be the first one, probably not such a great idea. But however, to be maybe the 100th one down the line, and then I can ask the beamer. I don't mean a BMW. I could ask the beamer to shave off a couple pounds in the midsection, you know, when you send me back, would you?
Yeah.
Beam me into tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Thank you, Scotty.
But at that Google I.O. conference, they made several announcements, including the fact that there are now more than 3 billion active Android devices.
And that doesn't surprise me. Of course there's that many Google devices, because all smart people have them.
Well, in fact, we have an interview coming up later this hour with Panasonic, with Toughbook.
Yes.
And we talked about that, you know, while iOS is real prevalent here in the U.S., worldwide, Android is king.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And you don't want to miss that interview coming up in a few minutes this hour, because they're introducing, they being Panasonic, introducing yet another very cool new Toughbook tablet, all based, of course, on Android. But Android 12 was announced, among many other things. Big changes coming in Android 12. A brand new Material U, they're calling it, design. They offer a whole lot of color and customization. We'll even be able to change system colors to be able to better match your wallpaper.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Apparently, you can set a picture as your wallpaper, and it will go through and pick the colors out of that picture to then change all the system colors to match it.
And now, I don't know how important that is to most people, but it's kind of cool, I guess. They also will offer some new privacy features, including a new privacy dashboard, and available in beta right now on some select devices. Final release expected, of course, later this year. But look for Android 12. I got Android 11 now, so that's the latest, greatest available. But 12 coming on. And, of course, other announcements.
Yeah, they announced what they call Smart Canvas. This is a new initiative for its workspace office software that'll make it easier to work between their products. Features of that include smart chips that will let you link to other workspace apps and the ability to start a Meet video call right from within Google Docs, Sheets, or a Slide.
Well, that's kind of handy, as many people are doing those kinds of things, Zoom-type calls, in this case, Meet Video, which is kind of Google's thing.
Yeah.
Google and Samsung are merging their Wear OS and Tizen, or Tizen.
Tizen.
Tizen? Okay. Which, because they both have had their various operating systems for wearables, if you will. They'll be combined into a unified platform now, and that, of course, should lead to apps launching faster and even longer battery life. You don't have all these different things pulling power from your devices.
Yeah, so and stay tuned later in the show. We're going to be bringing you more of these little announcements, and, mm-hmm. and also we have more on our site, intotomorrow.com. You can stop by and read more about some of the announcements made at the Google I/O conference.
There you go. You can check them all out there.
Another big tech item this week, in a secret deal that was announced, AT&T is spinning off Warner Media just 3 years after purchasing Time Warner, and they're going to merge it now with Discovery. The blockbuster deal will create the second biggest media company in the country by revenue, behind only Disney, with a sprawling business that touches on streaming entertainment, movies, sports, and cable news. Warner Media obviously owning CNN.
Owning CNN. Yeah.
And, yeah. The merged company could have a value above $100 billion.
Jeez.
So the new transaction will combine HBO, Warner Brothers Studios, CNN, and several other cable networks with a host of reality-based cable channels from Discovery, including Oprah Winfrey's own, HGTV, and the Food Network, and Animal Planet.
Wow. Couldn't care less about Oprah Winfrey's own. Yeah. But the other stuff is stuff that a lot of us watch frequently. And of course, that can't be always good news in this case. The Discovery CEO will run the combined businesses. Warner Media and Discovery generated more than $41 billion in sales last year, with an operating profit topping $10 billion. Must be nice. The transaction is expected to close mid-year of next year, by the way. Debbie, calling in with the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. We love you for that, Debbie. Hello there.
I have a question about determining whether a website is safe to put my credit card information on. I use I think they call them MVNO, one of those cheaper phone plans, and I gave them my credit card and found that within a couple of weeks, my credit card was hacked and had to have a new card. Ooh. And then I heard that that particular company was not being responsible and had leaked all the information on people's credit cards out. So is there a way to tell in the future, if I go to put my information in, if it's going to be safe?
Well, first of all, Debbie, thank you for using the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Sound good. Sounds like she's right here in the studio. Oh, there she goes. She's in the hall. There are two parts to this, actually, the technology and internal security practices. And for the benefit of our other listeners who may not know, MVNO stands for Mobile Virtual Network Operator. These are companies that basically piggyback, if you will, on another cell network. These would be the low-cost cell service, carriers like TracFone, Boost Mobile, Consumer Cellular. There are many others. Now, you can check to see if they're using the technology that allows your credit card information to travel securely in a properly encrypted connection by checking your browser's address bar when you're on the page in which you need to enter your information. If there's a little padlock upper left corner in that address bar, and there's an HTTPS address, That's your browser's way of telling you that the website is using an SSL certificate. That's secure socket layering. That's what SSL stands for. You don't need to know that, but just so you know. The information you enter in there can be securely transferred. Now, the other side of that is the internal security practices of the company. And the truth is, you can't rely and you can't really know what they're doing for sure. There have been plenty of recent cases of big names doing really unsafe and careless things.
Yeah, for instance, Parler famously had millions of profiles content downloaded because, incredibly enough, they didn't randomize their user IDs. So just incrementing the user ID by one allowed anyone with basic programming skills to programmatically download the contents of the next profile and keep the chain going until they reached the last user in the database. And Facebook's default security settings, those are so poor that default profiles can be scraped by anyone, something that they want to convince us is normal. Of course, it's not normal, and it's just the result of their own poor business practice. They sell your information, and you're more likely to use their service if you can be creepy and read up on another user's profile before you friend them. It's a choice to share as much as they do.
Yeah, very true. Now, if the MVNO you used happened to not sanitize inputs on the page, I know this is getting real technical, but we wanted to kind of get you the info, or otherwise open themselves up to attacks, their database may have been accessed by someone else. And you'd really have no way to know that was a possibility before you signed up without running penetration tests on the page, which you can't really do without consent, since you'd be considered to be trying to hack their page, imagine that, and could get into trouble yourself.
Yeah, the best way to avoid issues with virtual number providers is really to just go with a big enough name that they'd be afraid of the poor PR and hopefully be inclined to follow industry standards when it comes to securing your data.
Yeah, and good luck with that. Debbie, great question. I don't know that we've really helped allay your fears, but at least you got the info there, and you probably can't go wrong if you just go with a major carrier at that point and not one of their piggyback people. Intotomorrow.com, where we are secure.